week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Thank you for tuning me in this morning. Let's just join together our hearts and minds and worship the Lord together. Will you want to do that? This is the day the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad therein as we sing a song for you, do the message of God, and just kind of join together for the next 30 minutes together and worship and magnify the Lord. Well, let's do this song right here. It says, I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey's getting sweeter every day.
I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. Well, my soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. And my ups and downs, my sorrow and frowns have passed my way. But I paid no attention, dropped all my contention, had no time to stay. Problems only weigh me down and cause my sunny skies to turn gray. But I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. Well, my soul gets so happy, I shout and I sing night and day. I'm on my way to heaven and my journey getting sweeter every day. It was good enough to save me and wash all my old sins away. Now He leads me, He guides me, protects me and hides me. Keeps me each day. I know that He loves me, for He entered in my heart into to stay. Now I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. Well, I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. My soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. Said I'm on my way to heaven and my journey getting sweeter every day.
Yes, sir. I'm on my way to heaven and my journey is getting sweeter every day. It should get sweeter every day as we go along life's journey. I trust today that you're having a great time in the Lord and the Lord is having a great time with you, because together you stand, but divided you fall. So we pray today that you're completely satisfied with your situation. If you're not, then you can get satisfied. Let's just put it that way. Well, let's go back and let Martha do this beautiful song for us here, and I'm going to kind of help her. And this one said, it's Jesus and Me.
To heaven's pearly gate, I know that it's now. I know that it's straight, but Jesus is there. Through eternity, we'll travel alone, just Jesus and me. Now it is Jesus and me, for each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow. I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend, and so to the end, it's Jesus and me. Forever I'll sing of His great love for me. Forever I'll tell it on land and on sea. I'll stay by His side, contented I'll be.
for all of my life. It's Jesus and me. Now it is Jesus and me. For each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow, I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend. And so to the end, it's Jesus and me.
Yes, sir, to the end, it's Jesus and me. The Bible said, he that continueth to the end, the same shall be saved. So we're glad that we're headed toward that place. And Paul said, I have not yet apprehended, but I press toward the mark of the high calling. So we're pressing toward the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ this morning. All right, let's go right back and listen to this song here.
There came a sound from heaven as a mighty rush in wind, and it filled their hearts with laughter, and it gave them peace within. The prophet, he gave the warning. He said the spirit, it will descend, and from your inner being, a river with no end. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain, and it's filled with God's own love. Come to these waters, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. There was a thirsty woman. She was drawing from a well. Her life, it was run and wasted, and her soul, it was bound for hell. But then she met the Master. He told her of her great sin. He said, if you drink from this water, you'll never thirst again. There is a river that flows from God. Oh,
and it's filled with God's own love. Come to these waters, there is a vast supply.
Yes, there is a river that will never run dry, and that's the river of God. I'd like to say I appreciate you. I haven't said that this morning, but I appreciate the people who helped me on the broadcast. They continue to pay and pray and keep us going. That's what keeps us going, keeps us motivated. We try to do a good broadcast for you. We try to bring some music into your heart and life and a message that'll stir your soul. And we're not an exciting preacher. We don't excite people and give you a lot of gimmicks. We just tell you like it is. We appreciate the station. Last week, we had a double header. We had one at 6:30 and then come right back at 7 o'clock and had another. We appreciate that. And we appreciate everything that you're doing. And I don't mention a lot of names on the broadcast. When it comes down to having to mention a lot of names to get support, then I'll just quit doing it, because I appreciate people and I appreciate you, and that's all I can say. And I pray for you, and I hope that you're praying for Martha and I. And we've been at this a long, long time. I've been on radio ministry ever since I've been ministering, and I've been ministering over 50 years on some radio station somewhere my voice has been out. I was talking with a person here a while back, and they were up in Connecticut, and said that it was early in the morning, and they turned thumbing through the dial, and they said, heard a voice that sounded familiar, and they went back, and it's me. We're on several different stations on different places, and our radio ministry broad, and we minister through internet, we minister through several stations down south, up north, and different places, and here out of Beckley. Well, this is our sister station, but we reach out to other places. So we appreciate you, and you're the one that keeps us going. And, well, what else can I say other than I thank you for all your help and all your support. Let's go right back now and do this song for you. And this one says, oh, what a day.
There's a great celebration that is being planned today. And there's a feeling of excitement in the air. And the final preparations are all now underway, and the guest of honor soon shall take his place.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when his glory we behold. My heart is I'll be in the number with the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
The list of those invited reads like a page from history. The saints of all the ages will be on hand. And the singing of the ransom choir will entertain us there. We'll all rejoice at the merry supper of the Lamb.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when His glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number when the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
I'm real sorry about that. I'm not ready for that sermon yet. We're going to go right now and let Martha do He Grew the Tree.
How lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the seed that would grow to be thorns that would make his son bleed. Then he made every stem, gave it leaves, and then gave it sunshine and rain, and sheltered it with moss. He grew. On a tree that he created with great love for man, God stayed with his plan. He grew the tree so that we might go free. With tears in his eyes, God looked down through time, saw him spit upon, rejected and mourned. Oh, still he grew the tree that he knew would be used to make the
Yes, sir, he grew the tree that would be. I want to talk to you just for a minute in Matthew chapter 4, about the temptation of Christ. It's not what Jesus wants you to do, but it's what the devil wants you to do, Satan himself. And the Bible said Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Now, I heard a man say the other day that Jesus was nearly to the point of starvation. Well, I don't know. I can't question that. I don't know, but going 40 days without food, I would say that he was pretty hungry. But being starved to death, I have problems with that. I don't believe that Jesus would have starved to death. But anyhow, Satan is a preacher. Now, a lot of people don't realize that, but Satan is a great preacher. And he began to preach to Jesus. He said, now, Jesus, if you're hungry, why don't you make these stones to become bread? So Satan realized that Jesus was hungry. And I don't question that. I believe that he was literally hungry because he was flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone, just like the psalmist David said he was. And he was a human being. And a lot of people can't make the difference in the spirituality and the human side of Jesus. But he was much human as he was spiritual. And he was a God-man. He was God incarnated in the flesh. All of God was wrapped up in Jesus Christ, and the devil preached to him a sermon just like he preaches to you and I. He said, if you be hungry, Jesus, then make these stone to become bread. In other words, self-satisfy yourself. But Jesus didn't come to self-satisfy himself. He came to be our propitiation, to die for our sins, and become all that I am. Every sin that I've committed was laid upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ. He's going to have to face the cross. He's going to have to carry every sin that man ever would commit to Calvary. He's going to have to die for our sin. And the devil knew that. And that's why he was tempting Jesus to, he said, if you be hungry, then make these stones to become bread. He was self-satisfying. And we got to be careful right there, because there's a lot of self-satisfaction people there. They're just out to satisfy themselves. And that is of the devil. And that's Satan will always tempt you like that. And then he comes back at him and said, hey, why don't you cast yourself down? In other words, he tempted him to be self-glorified. In other words, cast yourself down. You know the angels have been given charge over you, and if you cast yourself down, you're not going to get hurt, Jesus. The angels are going to lift you up and pick you up and put you right back where you was. Well, the devil always puts you down. He's always going down, down, down. You remember the prodigal son? He went down to the far country. There he wasted all of his substance, all that he had, and he became in want. And he said, I will arise and go back to the Father. I will say, Father, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against you. So it's a sin when we cast ourselves down. We cannot tempt God. I mean, God can... We tempt God in many ways. Some of the greatest prophets of old, they prayed to die, and they prayed for prayers that God didn't answer. And isn't it good that God didn't answer those prayers? And he said, cast yourself down. The angels will pick you up. Well, yes, they could have come and pulled the nails from his hand on the cross, but he was willing to become our sin. And then he preaches another sermon to him. He said, why don't you worship me? And, hey, we're all tempted sometime to be drawn away of our own lust, of our own temptation. And we worship God in many different ways. And if we're not very careful, we'll be worshiping the devil. I don't like testimonies that get up to brag on the devil. When people get up and say, well, this devil's been doing this to me, and been devil's been doing that to me. Well, I made up my mind a long time ago. If I was dying of starvation, I'd make the devil think that I was fasting for the Lord. And I think that's very important. We can't let the devil know what the right hand is doing or what the left hand is doing. And he wants us always to worship him. Fall down and worship me, and I will give you the kingdoms of heaven. And you know, that's what he put Elvis Presley in the bright lights, and he gave him everything he wanted, but he didn't want to die that young. And a lot of teenagers and a lot of people are dying on overdose of drugs and alcohol and many different ways. And God never intended for us to do like that. He never intended for us to die of starvation, but we tempt the Lord, and sometimes we worship the devil, not realizing that we're worshiping the devil. But when we fall down and worship him, my friend, we're not going to receive anything from the Lord. And Jesus said, hey, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. So this morning I'm saying to you, hey, when you're tempted, you're drawn away of your own lust. You don't have to sin. Don't never get in your head, I've got to sin a little bit every day. Because you don't have to sin. We can go free.
For so long I had searched for life's meaning, enslaved by the world and all my dreams. In the door of my prison was opened by him, and now I am free from the guilt that I carry. From the dead empty life, I am set free. For when I met Jesus, He made me complete. He forgot the foolish child I used to be. I'm free from the guilt of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of my past. I traded my shackles for the glorious life. I'm free, praise the Lord, I'm free at last. I traded my shackles for a glorious life, and now, praise the Lord, I'm free at last.
Yes, sir, we can be free at last. Father, I pray for freedom for those who are seeking freedom. And whatever the need, Lord, you said you supply the need according to your riches and glory. And you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. You have a city with streets of pure gold, walls of jasper, and the gates are pure pearl. And I pray today that you will supply the need of the one who needs the most. And we pray for sinners. We pray for the sick. We pray for the afflicted. We pray for this broadcast. We thank you for those who have paid and prayed to help us go and continue on this ministry. Well, neighbor, it's been good to be with you. We pray today that you will be blessed by the broadcast and you pray for us. We need your prayers as well as praying for you. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.